Our next presenter is Jephthah ben Asher?
Yeah.
Did I say it right? Thank you. From the Ministry of Science in Israel. Ministry of Science in Israel.
Thank you.
Julie. Good morning and thank you, Julie. I think I'd like to start my talk with an apology for taking you out of your bed after such a long and historic night. But maybe you are all speakers, so that's make it a little bit easier. And also, I'll try to entertain you under the circumstances. So, and I like to talk on the theoretical determination of critical nitrogen dilution curve. Basically, originally it was a proximal assessment of carrot leaf nitrogen percent by processing a handheld camera photography. So the title or the title of the my speak is covering the two objectives that we have. We have a strategy now that we develop to obtain maximum profit from our crops, not necessarily carrot, but generally. Carrot is only indicator plant. So we want to estimate fertilizer content in the field, which, but we want to do it at a very high frequency of estimation, namely monitoring, which takes samples every short time, and not sampling, which is something that takes a long time between one sample and the other. Then, once we take a frequent estimation of fertilizer content, we want to frequently correct the any malfunctioning of the system, and to use also the target function, yield function, for decision support system. The technology is based on determination of nitrogen percent in the leaves by the simplest sensor, which means by smartphone. I have a smartphone in my pocket, so you can take a photograph and send it through the cloud to our control room or to our server, and then we analyze it through an algorithm that take into account a yield target function, optimal yield that can obtain, and the nitrogen percent. We multiply number one by number two in order to obtain the nitrogen weight in the field to support our agronomic decisions. Some definitions before we continue. So we were looking for critical nitrogen, which is the lowest concentration of nitrogen required for optimum growth and maturation, and nitrogen nutrition index, NNI, that is the ratio between actual and critical concentration in the plant. So in case the actual concentration is below the critical concentration, namely the ratio is lower than one, that means that we have to use fertilizer. The objectives are already determined before, but we want to formulate a dilution equation for critical nitrogen percentage in the leaf, since we are talking about carrot. Monitoring dilution function of carrot as a case study, the carrot was only a case study, follows the dilution process by a digital color imaging camera of the leaves. Some theoretical assessment. So the widely used equation for determination of the critical nitrogen is shown here, and the problem is that when we approach the, of course, you see here, what do I have here? The I don't have, okay. The abscissa is the weight in ton per hectare, and the ordinate is the critical nitrogen. The problem is that when we're approaching the zero, the critical nitrogen tend to go to infinity, which is not good. So several scientists use simply a line to connect between, arbitrarily, they used a line to connect between the latest sampling point, in that case between 1, and the nitrogen concentration. When so the alternative model that we use is given here, and one can see that we don't have to do any arbitrary selection, but we can have the full range of nitrogen depletion, where this is again the dry matter of the leaves in ton per hectare, and ordinate is a critical dilution cow, which is in gram per kilogram. It's a percentage. Now note that on the top, the x-axis on the top is the days after planting. So let's say after at 90 days, we already have in the field something like 1 ton per hectare of the leaves. Further, maybe I'd like to go back and give you some properties of this equation. So when W equals zero, obviously the critical nitrogen equals A. A is the value of the amount of nitrogen in the soil before plants started to grow up. Alternatively, if we go, we take half of the critical nitrogen here, let's say from 95 to 12, then we obtain the what we call the 50% of the dilution curve of the critical nitrogen is obtained when we are at a given leaf dry matter. So for this reason, we divided the W by W50. We call the this point W50. So when W equals W50, namely the leaf dry matter equals W50, then the critical nitrogen is half of the dilution of the critical, the maximum dilution rate. So we have the A, which is the maximum, we obtain it here, and we have half of it, which is the given here. Then the nitrogen nutritional index is the ratio between N, actual N, and the maximum nitrogen, critical nitrogen concentration, which is given by another equation. So that's the analysis of the behavior of the nitrogen in the leaves of carrot or any other leaf in under growth conditions. So let's go a little bit to our. We tested this theory using a camera, a cellular phone, which I'll develop further. But we put five treatments. One is zero, no nitrogen at all. The other one was 50% of the recommended value. 70%, 100% is the recommended value. How by the extension services that are usually recommend the grower to use, and we extended it into 155% of the recommended rate. The measurement of that were taken were nitrogen percent in the leaves. We made a comparison between laboratory Kjeldahl method and our photographic method for and percent of total nitrogen in the leaves, and then we took the total nitrogen in the leaf every other day or the ice day by dividing the percent of nitrogen in that ice day by 100, so converted it into fraction times the dry matter in that same day, dry weight after days after planting. An example of our study is given here. You see, we took a photograph. This is my shadow, and this is the original sampling point. Mind you that we wanted very high or very frequent sampling, so sending it to the laboratory is a very elaborating process that we didn't want to do. So then you see here, this is after pre-processing. Again, everything which is not green is now colored black. And the end product, in between, of course, the algorithm developed the nitrogen process, the nitrogen content, total nitrogen content, and you see here that the there is spatial distribution of nitrogen concentration even on a single plant. And the scale is from, let's say, 2, the yellow is 2-3%, and the blue is, or the greenest is between 1-5%. The average is given here, mean n percent is 2.5% of the nitrogen, total nitrogen in the leaves, plus minus standard deviation. So this is the output from our algorithm, which is stored in control room and server that analyze it. We send it via the internet cloud, get the response, and the computer automatically send it back to our grower, our leader or the agronomist that is there, and he use it for recommendation how much to fertilize. Some of the results, I repeat this equation, and what you can see here that the rate of dilution from the leaves when the yield is 1 ton per hectare is very similar to the power function that is widely used by the carrot growers. So this is the alternative model. In addition, we are talking about target function, which is the yield function that the best yield function that can be obtained. Here you see that the total dry matter of the canopy plus the root is given, and again dry matter of course is given by the top line. I'm getting close to the end. 2 minutes, okay. And the other is with a lower amount of nitrogen. Similar thing, just for further demonstration, we have nitrogen deficiency in lettuce plant. That's an experiment that we carried out in China, remotely, namely. And so with low nitrogen, this was the yield. With high nitrogen, and you see the difference in colors, this was the yield. So when we compared the laboratory studies and the amount and the photographic studies, we had very nice linear correlation between the total nitrogen, namely kilogram of nitrogen per hectare measured by the color imaging, and the nitrogen per hectare that was obtained in the laboratory. So upon coming to the end of my talk, I'd like to say first that the new equation closely reflects a general and of the general solution for the critical nitrogen and can replace the widely used power function that I started with. Secondly, the nutritional nitrogen index can be determined from the same equation by dividing the actual N over A, which is the maximum N in the nitrogen in the soil before plant started to grow up. Another set of conclusion is that the photographic method is fast and inexpensive and thus can help identification of nitrogen deficiency before damage to the yield can occur. By recording only two parameters, day after planting and percent of nitrogen ratio, we can obtain the NNI, the nitrogen nutritional index, and we can follow the crop daily conditions of nitrogen status in the field and thus to ensure optimal production. With this, we finished, and I thank you very much. If you need, I can entertain your question. Even you may be too tired after that long and historical night.